This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. This is season three. It's episode 33. Cubs flounder against the fish. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. And hey, leave us a five-star review if you don't mind. In this segment, Crowley interviews Shahadev Sharma, Cubs beat writer for The Athletic, on the troubles plaguing the professor and what the next steps are for the Cubs vet.
Got to take the positives again and progress, you know. Just got beat like five pitches in a row there. First pitch, hunting, mostly fastballs there. But still executed a lot, mentally more aggressive on the glove. Just, yeah, put us in a bad spot again. We had to win that game. Take that series there. So a lot of disappointments, but I gotta focus on the positives. The mental approach that I took out there and executing on the glove was better. It's a results-based game, so it's obviously not good on that end, but gotta take the positives in the right direction. Just gotta put it together here. Mechanics feel good, you know. It's more intent-based. It comes mentally when I'm locked on the glove and aggressive. The mechanics sync up, they're on time. When the thoughts kind of just aren't like that, then that's when I'm missing. But today, a lot more aggressive, a lot on the glove, bad contact, limiting slug for the most part. When you're not getting the results, giving up runs, like I said, that's a game we had to get. So no, nothing on that decision there. I got to be better and prove it to get those opportunities. Honestly, I'd rather just be back out there tomorrow, pitch again tomorrow. You want to just do it more, get more reps, and just get past this as quick as possible.
Joining me now on the Fly of the W podcast, I am glad to have the Cubs beat writer for The Athletic, Shahadev Sharma. Shahadev, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I think I'm feeling pretty balanced. I know people are very panicky about Kyle Hendricks, which is why I wanted to have you on. I got to tell you, Shahadev, you know, after his start against Arizona, it looked to me like Kyle was shell-shocked, like he just didn't have answers. After the post game this time, which we just heard some of those comments, he seemed more himself, more in control of things. Would you agree?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. He was encouraged by some things from that start. What I wrote and what I feel just watching that start was, you know, if we'd seen Hendricks look somewhat like himself to start this season, this would have just been like, that's a throwaway. One bad pitch, right, that got launched, obviously, 460 feet. But then the rest was, you know, he got dinked and dunked, which is going to happen to him. And it's going to happen to him when he's right. It happens like, what, once every five starts or so, where it's just like, that stinks. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that one found a hole. And that happened to him in the fourth inning. And it's at a point right now where Craig Counsell wasn't going to, you know, give him a longer leash to go five, six, seven innings, even though he only had, I believe, like 53 or 54 pitches at that point in time. So it was one of those things where you'd like to have seen much better results against that team as well. So there were like, in context, it's just not, it doesn't make you feel any better that this was a step forward it feels like, oh man, what it, you know, that's not great. You don't want this to be a step forward, but it was, with considering where he was and where he's been this season. I don't rule out that he can't find himself, that he can't be a effective starter for them, but it's getting to a point where you need to see the results, right? You have to see it, and it doesn't matter if there was bad luck involved. It's just, it's time for a good start to build some confidence for everyone and to kind of, you know, give them a chance to string a few together. Otherwise, you know, every bad start that comes from now on, it's the questions mount, you know, especially with Justin Steele not that far away from returning.
Yeah, Justin Steele threw a bullpen at Wrigley the other day, going to go out to Arizona and you know, pitch a little bit in the Arizona Complex League. But then, you know, you got to figure he's going to have a start in the minor league somewhere soon. But you brought up the fact that, you know, Hendricks has given up 8 home runs and the rest of the Cubs pitching staff has given up 15. Like, that's just an eye-popping number right there.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, when he's right, you know, home runs can still bite him occasionally, right? But not to that extent. So you, what is this? Is this just like bad luck, fly balls going a little too, you know, a little too often over the fence? There's a lot of numbers that you look at that you're like, that's not going to last. That can't last. Left on base percentage is like 50%. That's not, that's really bad luck, right? The BABIP is really high, but he's also just like, it's just happening too often where he's getting lined up, right? Where he's not missing the barrel. I see flashes of the Hendricks that we know. I just haven't seen it for 5-6 innings in a start. So when you see it every other inning or once one batter, you know, depending on the start, he's had some truly awful starts. I thought the Dodgers start was kind of okay. I thought the Marlins start was okay. I think maybe my biggest question is, even if he's right now, can he face a lineup a third time through? So what does that mean if he can't, right? I know he can't face like the Braves and the Dodgers a third time through. I don't think you can do that unless he starts incorporating the curveball a lot more. But I don't know how exactly it works if he's going to be you know, basically unusable a third time through. He couldn't go a third time through against the Marlins. Again, that's just not a lineup that we should be having that type of discussion about. He should be able to get, you know, a few outs the third time through. And I'm sure that was a factor as well in why Council pulled him at that point.
I guess the one, you know, when you talk about looking for signs of encouragement, and I'm kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel here, to me, it looked like there was, you know, his pitches, there was a couple in previous starts that were just uncompetitive pitches, like guys are just spitting on him, not even flinching. I felt like this time wasn't as bad. And you saw, like you said, it was like every other inning was good and then not so great. But it seems like he's having trouble when he goes, you know, glove side, as far as it just kind of leaking over the plate. Is that something that he's talked about at all?
Yeah, I mean, for him, he needs to be a good glove side, right? Like there's both, like, he down and away is a big thing for him. So arm side for him, right? Down and away. Oh wait, now I'm like turning myself around. Down and away to righty. So exactly, yeah. So glove side. Is important for him. That's how he kind of sets himself up. Everything works off of that. You know, certain pitchers, like that's like the traditional thing, right? For pitchers, it's completely changed now. That's not how most pitchers work anymore. Like, but get like establishing down and away and then working from there, everything kind of plays off that. I mean, that probably has to do with like the little mechanical things. He said I think he's focusing on the mental aspect, and then the mechanics come in line when he does that. But there's absolutely some mechanical things that he's working on. There are a lot of little small things. It sounds like his arm is a little behind, right? Or a little slow, however you want to phrase it, which means there's something's moving too quickly. He may be moving forward, like falling towards the plate, and he needs to kind of stay back in his delivery. At the top of his delivery, he kind of needs to make sure he's really staying on his back leg and not drifting forward. That can kind of throw things off. I know that's been an issue in the past. One thing I found interesting was after not this most recent start, or maybe it was sometime before this most recent start and in between starts, where Council kind of said, sometimes, you know, he does have bad marches in Aprils, right? He's not great. It's some of these guys that rely especially on command. It can take them a while to lock in their delivery, which can lead to April being a rough month. I'd never really thought about that aspect of it, of why April is bad, but maybe that has something to do with it. Again, he has to, like, he can't be this bad. First of all, it can't be this bad if it's going to take him a little while. And also, it's, again, we need to see results to feel good about any of it. It's too poor to continue to make excuses.
And I think another big issue that, you know, Kyle really hasn't, I mean, we haven't seen Kyle pitch like this, you know, a little bit in 2022 before the arm injury, and we knew something was wrong.
Right.
But, you know, now you have all these young kids, you know, knocking at the door. We've seen what Ben Brown has done. You know, Jordan Wicks is in the rotation, and you wonder how much longer they're going to keep Cade Horton down. So it just seems like the pressure's on that we have these kids, and every fifth day, this is almost like a guaranteed loss.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he kept them, I shouldn't say he kept them in that game, but the offense should have been better, right? Mm-hmm. Against the Marlins, you should hope for more than three runs against the Marlins. It's not like the offense lit it up. It'd be nice if the offense could have kind of carried him through a couple more of these starts. I think they got him through they've won one game that he started, the Dodgers game. Is that right? But other than that, I don't think they've won any of his starts. Did they win that start? Or was that the one game they lost to the Dodgers? I can't remember off the top of my head. I feel like they won that one. But yeah, like, it does get to a point where I think that's what this, like, leash is until Steele comes back, right? We have a few starts here to watch and see if the Marlins outing was a real step forward. Was that a moment you can take away and say, okay, he figured some things out and bad luck bit him, and now he can kind of progress forward and do some things. He's got a Red Sox lineup that isn't that daunting, but it's always tough to pitch in Fenway, right? And then what's after that? He's going to face the Mets, who are playing well now. So yeah, we'll see. Next two starts, I think, are important. Every start is important for him going forward. You're right, Ben Brown. Like, I really like Ben Brown in the bullpen. I think he's going to be a huge piece for them in the bullpen this season. And, like, if needed, he can make starts, right? But I like him as a bullpen arm this season, for mostly because you can kind of control his innings that way. He can do multi-innings. I think his max is 104 in the season he got traded to the Cubs. I think he had 104 innings total. So is that gives me a little bit of pause as to, like, making him a starter full time this season, because if he's going to be up in the big leagues, which he should be, he's good enough to be up in the big leagues, you need to make sure he's there all season. And I think he's going to be a big piece of the bullpen. I agree. Like, all those other names you mentioned, like Wicks, like, he deserves to be in the rotation. Assad deserves to be in the rotation. Wicks, I guess you could debate, you know, the right. Starts haven't been great. I like his stuff this year. I feel like the stuff is ticked up. So I like him, and I think, you know, you want to see him eating more innings, but there's positives there. Certainly, we have this window of time until Justin Steele, assuming no setbacks, is back in the rotation to kind of evaluate things, and I think that's the best way to look at it.
Now, in that post-game conference, he really talked up Miguel Amaya, and he's not the only one as far as pitch selection. And you know, I always think his framing is just phenomenal. But, you know, I know that Kyle, after the injury, was kind of calling his own games with the pitch comm. Now, it sounded in the post-game interview he wasn't doing that as much. Do you know, like, how much Amaya has a say in the pitches that are called, or is it being called from the dugout, or is it still Hendricks?
it sounds like Amaya's calling games for Hendricks now. I think that started a couple starts ago, maybe not, maybe two starts now. He's been doing that. Hendricks's point was basically like, yeah, he needs more input in general, right? He needs to, like, failure kind of led to him reevaluating things, and that was one of them. And he said, like, if he's convicted on a pitch, he'll let Amaya know, like, I'm going with this. But for the most part, he's trusting Amaya and letting him kind of lead the way.
So just to make things clear, because I get the questions all the time. Number one, like you said, until Steele comes back, Kyle's going to be getting starts. He's going to be given a chance because, in a way, he's kind of earned that as far as the years he's put into the team and what he's kind of meant to the organization. They're not going to DFA him and his $16 million after four starts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I mean, like, fans love to react in a way that it's like, get rid of this guy, right? Council thinks a lot like a front office, right? And Jed will think similarly. They need the depth, right? They need to get him right, because once he's gone, once you DFA him, that's you're losing depth now, okay? And if he gets picked up by someone else and he gets on his normal Kyle Hendricks role, you're going to be kicking yourself saying, you know, we should have given him two more starts. Now, like, at a certain point, you have to make that decision. Four starts for someone that doesn't have options, is a veteran, and has a long history of success, and success in an odd way that, you know, like, this type of, if something is off like this, where his command is off, like, at least there's an explanation. You can kind of say, like, oh, okay, his command's off. That's something you can fix. If he was throwing 84, 85, you'd say, like, whoa, what's wrong here? Is he healthy? Okay, he's healthy. This isn't going to work, right? Doesn't matter, like, the command, right? Like, at a certain point, that's just that there's a, you know, too small a margin of error there. So yeah, I think it makes sense to give him some time. Pitching like this doesn't really, like you said before, it doesn't really give the team a chance to win. So there is a point in time where you're going to have to make a tough decision, and it may end up being a wrong, quote unquote, wrong decision, in the sense, like, he may get picked up by someone, you know, clear waivers, elect for free agency, sign a league minimum deal somewhere, and be better, right? Be usable. That's a possibility. But yeah, I think there are reasons to give him a little bit more time, because you mentioned all that depth, but it kind of ends after the names you mentioned, and they're not going to call up Cade Horton right now and have him start. Like he also needs to, I mean, they're saying they're not going to monitor him strictly on innings, but I mean, he can't pitch 160. I'd be surprised if he's going to go 160, 180 or something like that. Right. Not that many pitchers do that anyways, but at a certain point, like, okay, after that, who are we talking about? Right. Who's in the minors right now, other than Horton, that you want in the rotation? Like, I don't know who that person is. So it's not like there's a ton of options outside of the guys that we know are there that are already on the major league roster, Steele and Horton at some point. So I like their depth, but to this point, it's, you know, I don't think you want to take away from it.
And just to make it clear, because I keep getting the, you know, give him the fake injury. Billy Epler just got banned from the Mets. He just got banned for a year from baseball. They're not doing the fake injury thing. And they're not going to send him to Iowa because he also has, because of the amount of time he spent, he can turn that assignment down.
You can't just send a guy down anyways, right. Even if they want to. Even if the guy says, yeah, I'm willing to, he doesn't have any options. It's like he can't be sent down. I'll double check that. But I mean, I don't think he can, like, he'd have to clear waivers and then agree to be sent down. Right.
Right.
So you'd have to waive him. And then he clears. And then he, instead of electing free agency, he takes the being sent down to AAA. It's not as easy as just saying, like, hey, do you want to go down? Right. It's like, so his options aren't even applicable, because at a certain point, like, it's not like he ran out of options. It's just at a certain point when you're a veteran, you don't have options anymore. That's not how it works.
Right. After 5 years of service time. Yeah.
So, and the fake injury. Yeah. You absolutely can't do that. Well, first of all, like, you can't force a guy to do the fake injury thing. The player has to agree to it, first of all, right? Like, that's why, in general, I'll address something that I know fans complain about. Why didn't they put him on the IL? Why did, like, you just wasted, you have a short bench for 3 games and then you put him on the IL? The player has to agree to it, right? If the play, unless there's like a break or like a tear or something very clearly like this, you can't play through this. Like, the player has to say, like, okay, I'm good with it. And yes, you can push them to do it. You can, but then you're hurting relationships. You're like, there's a lot of reasons why that happens, why you don't see, like the immediate IL. You need to massage the relationship with the player and let them believe that you think you can work through this? Here's a couple days to get through this. Okay. Now the max you have is 3, because that's the furthest they can backdate, right? So there are reasons why that doesn't happen. And yeah, they're not like, if he's hurt, if there's something that's bugging him, right, legitimately bugging him, and he says, like, yeah, my, you know, normally I wouldn't go on the IL for this, but, you know, my knee hurts or whatever, right? And then you could do that, sure. But it's not as easy.
Make it when they call into sports radio. Sahad, if the article is called "For Kyle Hendricks, a small step forward still isn't good enough," you can find it at the Athletic. And I already subscribed to the Athletic, but you guys are always having great deals. And to me, it's some of the best writing. And so where can our listeners, other than the Athletic, where can they find your work on the socials?
On Twitter at Sahadev Sharma is where I'm mostly at. I got all those other accounts, but I don't really use them. You know, whatever else is out there, I have them, but you're not going to find me out there very often. But yeah, that's the best place to find me, on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it nowadays.
Well, I appreciate you kind of coming in here, giving us some balance so that people kind of move a little bit off the ledge. And again, Kyle, in my opinion, has earned at least the opportunity to try to right the ship. And I appreciate you jumping out.
And Crawley, I'll say this. If you're panicked, the Cubs aren't playing well. They're not playing that well. And they're still, what's their record? 13-8, 13-9?
Yeah, they're on pace for 95 wins.
They're going to play. They're a better team than what we've seen. They're going to play better defense. The offense will be more consistent. The biggest thing, if you're worried about something, just worry about, like, injuries piling up. The actual play, like, what they've done, like, they're going to play cleaner baseball. They're going to play better baseball. So to be able to play poorly and come out like this, that's actually a little bit of a good sign. You just hope it turns. You hope they start playing cleaner baseball. You hope they get healthy. That would be, I think they, is assuming they get healthy and stay healthy. When the like young kids are coming up, the trade deadline, it's going to be like I have optimism for this team. I've felt all along that this is a good, well-built team that should get a lot better at the deadline.
I 100% agree, and thank you so much for jumping on, Sadov.
Yep, thanks for having me. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.